to some of a certain species, this sound is like a big party. The females sporting their new shiny six legs and gossamer wings like nominees at an Academy Award ceremony. The males literally rocking their wings, providing the music for this cicada dance party.
Only the males make the sound.
Doug Pfeiffer is an entomologist at Virginia Tech.
They have a little white membrane just behind the wings called a timbale that vibrates and causes the singing sound.
In some places around southwestern Virginia, it'll be like a cicada rave going full tilt, with thousands, even hundreds of thousands of the critters moving closer and closer together until the ground itself looks like it's moving to the beat. And there's a reason why they do that.
And that is an evolutionary device to reduce predation, mainly by birds. Birds are the most important predators.
And with so many cicadas in one place, says Pfeiffer, the birds can't eat them all. And that's actually a survival of the species trick called predator satiation.
So the impact of the predators on the population is minimized that way.
For the past 17 years, this particular brood of cicadas, Brood 9, has been living underground here, molting, taking nutrients from the earth, and leading sedentary and solitary lives.
Although they're pretty much by now, they're all kind of starting to work their way up to the soil surface.
That's Eric Day, an entomologist at Virginia Tech and the manager of its insect ID lab.
And then what will happen is when you get into the middle of May, when they start emerging, you get that 64-degree temperature in the soil. They will crawl up the sides, the trunks of trees, or any sort of upright structure they can find, whatever's nearby.
In some parts of this region, you may not see any cicadas, but where they congregate, you won't be able to miss them, as they seem to multiply right before your eyes. But as Day points out, it's an illusion. When they arrive above ground, they cast off the last of their outer skins.
They leave like these husks on the tree trunk, and sometimes you can just see hundreds of them on an individual tree. And then the adults emerge out of there. Now, if you can get out there at night or keep an eye on it, you'll see these initially like white cicadas coming out.
Day says scientists and tourists come here just to watch this unusual, long-awaited event. But as he points out, for some people, it can be a nuisance.
When you have high numbers in your yard, you can't hear yourself think. I mean, it could just gets to be outrageous. And it is an irritant in that way. And this year, with a stay-at-home order, we're not having many outdoor activities. But one thing that we often get calls on cicada emergence years is, I'm having an outdoor event or an outdoor wedding, and what's up with these cicadas?
The insects, a close relative of aphids, can also be a hindrance to farmers, stunting the growth of fruit trees this time of year. Cicadas don't bite or sting, they don't carry disease, and because they rely only on their sheer numbers for defense, they haven't had to develop toxins to evade predators, which means cicadas are safe to eat for humans.
There are apparently recipes out there that I have not tried. It's best to get them when they newly emerge, I understand.
Again, Doug Pfeiffer.
Just think of it as a land shrimp.
But you'll have to work fast. Just about a month after this brood of 17-year cicadas emerges, it'll be gone. Their offspring heading underground for another 17, with only some transparent husks of their former selves scattered by the wind. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.